In a statement on Thursday, Director General Ambassador William Lassie Swing says gunmen on Tuesday ambushed one of their cars in a convoy returning to Gerald from a field mission which resulted to the death of two people, adding that among the injured were an IOM health officer who sustained a gunshot wound but is currently in a stable condition. He says the identity and motivation of the attackers remain unknown. The Director General says IOM has strongly condemned the attack on its staff, health workers and civilians who were assaulted during a life-saving humanitarian mission in Yarol East County. Ambassador Lassie says this kind of tragic attack on aid workers and civilians is appalling. The assault took place in an area of South Sudan in dire need of assistance due to a deadly outbreak of cholera. He added that these types of attacks certainly harm the ability of humanitarian partners to provide assistance to millions in need of life-saving aid. A joint IOM health and water, sanitation and hygiene team of 12 people was deployed to Yarol East County in February to provide assistance to communities affected by a cholera outbreak that began in early February with more than 300 cases and 10 deaths reported to date. IOM says over 7.5 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance this year, including nearly 5 million facing severe food insecurity and 1.8 million displaced internally. It added that insecurity and access constraints continually hinder the ability of IOM and other aid agencies to reach the most vulnerable in many parts of the country. Early this year, agencies say both government and opposition have slowed down the humanitarian response to the vulnerable people. For Bakita Radio News, I'm Charles Kemak in Juba.
Bakita FM, Maria Bungan Wilgileng, Gorilla Ecclesia.